With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Lots of things have happened to writer John Nichols since his novel American Blood was published in 1985.
I've gotten divorced. I gave up the house that I lived in. I've published another one of my sort of photo essay, environmental diatribe, echo doomsday books called The Sky's the Limit.
And he's published a slim new novel called An Elegy for September, which is about a middle-aged author in Taos, New Mexico, who has divorced his wife and has given up his house.
For the superstructure of one of the characters, I drew on myself because it was the easiest way to get into the particular mood I wanted to create.
In the novel, the John Nichols-like protagonist develops a sexual relationship with a 20-year-old woman, a pen pal. Nichols says he, too, has developed relationships with people he's met through the mail and gets two or three letters a day from fans of his books.
They're wonderful letters. Many of them are quite political because it seems that my work triggers response from people in the movement or with some kind of a social conscience.
The movement Nichols refers to is environmental. Nichols is passionate about the land. He says he began An Elegy for September as a prose poem about the season, but the sexual relationship between the two main characters in the book is also important.
I think of it as sort of a really gentle book that's full of, you know, just a richness of life, which includes a lot of sexuality.
John Nichols, best known for his novels The Sterile Cuckoo and The Milagro Beanfield War, Henry Holt published his latest book, An Elegy for September. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The writer John Nichols says that in many ways his recent novel, An Elegy for September, is about coming to terms with aging and illness.
And I know myself having a rotten heart, which theoretically at any minute, you know, could flatten me. I found that dealing with that, instead of becoming very afraid of dying, I became really accepting of it.
John Nichols also has asthma and other health problems and is no longer insurable.
I used to work on film, so I had health insurance through the Writers Guild.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't work on films anymore, so I don't even have any health insurance.
He tries to take better care of himself, to eat organic foods, but there's not much he can do if a medical emergency strikes.
I'll throw myself on the mercy of the court, you know, and either it'll take care of me or they won't.
Nor does John Nichols, best known for the Milagro Beanfield War, have any savings.
If I start saving money to prepare for the contingency will occur.
And he won't take a job with a regular paycheck.
I'm a writer. You know, I'm a professional writer. Since 1962, I have earned a living from writing. I mean, that's been it.
Nichols is not a man of property, except for his thousands of paperback books.
I've never thrown away a book since I was 16. I think I hang on to them religiously.
John Nichols is a man of courage and optimism. Henry Holt has published his recent novel, An Elegy for September. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer John Nichols sleeps on the floor of a tiny three-room adobe house on a lot in Taos, New Mexico.
The more property you get, the more burglar alarms you need, the more paranoid you get, you know. But people think I can get enough equity, enough health insurance, enough car insurance, you know, to be secure. But you never really get it. You become more and more insecure that you're going to lose it.
John Nichols, the author of The Milagro Beanfield War and The Sterile Cuckoo, has simplified his life since his days as a relatively well-paid screenwriter.
I felt real uncomfortable with that, both for personal and political reasons, and I would wind up, you know, redistributing that wealth as fast as I could so that I never came to sort of depend on that kind of income and what it could do for you.
Recently, he taught a semester at the University of New Mexico, but decided that a regular job wasn't for him, despite the paycheck.
I made a decision that whether I earned $5,000 a year or $100,000 a year, I'd always try and live as if I were earning $5,000 a year.
That way, he wouldn't become attached to material things, except for his books.
I got thousands of paperback books, and I got a mattress on the floor, and I got a lot of file cabinets, because the things that I treasure, I guess, are simply sort of the records and diaries and journals and correspondence.
John Nichols says he wanted to describe a mood, autumn, in his recent novel, An Elegy for September. But the book is also about aspects of the human season.
One important thing is simply accepting your own mortality. Any other important thing is sort of letting go of your youth when it's time to let go of it.
Henry Holt published An Elegy for September by John Nichols. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.